RadioMD.
RadioMD.com.
This is Healthy Children, brought to you by the American Academy of Pediatrics on RadioMD.com. Here's Melanie Cole, MS.
You know, one of the most important jobs you have as a parent is keeping your child safe when riding in a vehicle. What is going on in the world of car seats today? When can you take your child out of a car seat? When is a booster? When from the rear facing to the front facing? So many questions, and it seems to change all the time. My guest is Dr. Phyllis Egrin. She's professor emeritus at the University of California, Irvine School of Medicine. So tell us, Dr. Egrin, what's going on in the world of car seats, starting with infants?
Okay. First of all, I think everyone has the message that kids need to be rear-facing when they're born. Now, what has changed, and it's been really difficult to get the message across, is that we have new information and new research that says we should keep kids rear-facing as long as possible. And that means we should keep them till they're 2, possibly even 3 years of age, as long as that car seat fits the height and the weight and the installation requirements appropriate for that child. So keep them rear-facing at least till 2 years of age, and make sure you have the car seat that will accommodate that. And the research says that it's 5 times safer riding rear-facing than forward-facing.
Okay, so rear-facing, and then size-wise, I mean, some kids...
Right.
You know, they grow bigger quicker, but some kids want to look at you. Some kids want you to be able to, you know, make eye contact in the rearview mirror. When do you flip them back?
Yeah, it's a little hard to make eye contact when you're supposed to be driving.
I know.
So I wouldn't try that. What I'm going to suggest is a convertible car seat with a weight limit of 30 to 45 pounds in the back seat will usually accommodate a child rear-facing until that child's 2 years or even a little older. So when the child reaches the upper weight or height limit of the rear-facing convertible seat, you can turn it around forward-facing. But this isn't about making eye contact and making your child necessarily happy in the car. It's about safety. And no parent wants to risk the safety of their kid by turning that car seat forward-facing too soon. It's just not as safe.
And what do you want parents to consider when they're choosing car seats for their infants and toddlers or needing a booster? What, I mean, are there certain things on the car seat you like better than another?
You know, that's hard to say. We say the car seat has to fit the child, fit your car, and be able to be used correctly on every trip. A great resource is on healthychildren.org, the American Academy of Pediatrics parent website. And there's car seat information for families. We update it every year. So if you go on that and look at Car Seat Safety 212, you'll get all the information you need about the different car seats available, how to install them. And then, you know, I have grandkids. I don't remember what I did with my kid. But my grandkids, I got a professional child passenger safety technician to install the car seats. And in fact, for my youngest grandkid, I just had her adjust the seat because he's grown. So these are available, and you can go to your children's hospitals and ask for a child passenger safety technician. You can go to your local highway patrol or police department, and there's individuals in your community who have expertise that most of us don't have.
As a parent, I absolutely will highly recommend going to your local fire department or police department. When I had a new baby, I went there before I had the baby and said, show me how to put this thing in. Show me how it's supposed to be, you know, done. Now, what do you think of those bundle me covers for little guys?
You know, you know, we don't recommend aftermarket products because they haven't been tested. What we do recommend, if you have a premature baby, then that baby should be tested in the car seat that you're going to use before that baby's discharged from the hospital. And the testing includes that they can be positioned correctly and that they maintain their oxygen saturation properly in the car seat. And the newborn units in our hospital have people who can make those assessments and help you make sure your child goes home safely.
Now, so what age do you start with the boosters? I know each state has different,
correct,
you know, different sort of laws, yeah, but yeah, is it height? Is it weight? Is it age?
Well, it's a combination of what fits. So they can, when a kid's somewhere between 40 and 65 pounds and has outgrown the forward-facing seat with the five-point harness, they can move to a booster seat. And we recommend a high booster if you don't have good headrests in your car. A low back booster isn't quite as good, but certainly is safer than putting the child in the seatbelt. And probably the two biggest things in protecting your child in the car are, one, keep them rear-facing longer, and two, once they outgrow that forward-facing seat, do not put them in the seatbelt. Graduate them to a booster seat.
Is there a way to tell, Dr. Agron, like if the seatbelt hits at their neck or something like that?
Right. We recommend booster seats until, on average, the child's 4 foot 9 inches, and that'll be between 8 and 12 years of age. They should be able to sit with their back straight against the vehicle, the knees bent at the seat edge, the shoulder belt should be across the chest, not neck or throat. You know, if that shoulder belt goes across your neck, you're going to flip it behind you and ruin the protective ability of the seat belt. And then the lap belt should be snug and low across the thighs, not on the belly. And again, I'll just emphasize, children younger than 13 should always be in the back seat. It's just a safer environment. I would encourage you to contact your local chapter of the American Academy of Pediatrics, our national website, and we have the criteria for graduating a child from rear-facing, forward-facing, booster seat, and seat belt.
And the American Academy of Pediatrics has a complete car seat guide. It's on healthychildren.org, and there's a new app that will help parents choose and install the right car seat. It's $1.99. You can get that on healthychildren.org, where AAP offers new app for selecting, installing car seats. So that would be a place that parents can go, and just for $1.99, they're getting something that is sanctioned by the American Academy of Pediatrics that gives them that straightforward advice on how to choose a car seat, how to install their car seat, what, you know, aftermarket products that they do not really, you know, sanction any of those. So it really is all about learning, because this isn't just something that's going to always just come naturally. They get more complicated, don't they, Dr. Agron?
They certainly do. And I have to tell you, I've been through my own kid and my grandkids, and I have a professional help me select and install the car seat.
You know, I think that is a wonderful point to make, Dr. Agron, and I'd like to reiterate the fact you're a grandmother, and if you have parents driving your kids around, please have them go to one of the safety inspections with you. Have them learn from a policeman, a fireman, local community expert, how to correctly put that car seat into the car, how to snap it into place, how not to do the seatbelt, and how to keep it correct, because they're driving your kids around, and you need them to be just as safe. So in the last minute here, Dr. Agron, wrap it up for us. Car seat safety, the most important advice you've got for parents about this year's new car seat recommendations.
One, keep your kid rear-facing until they're about 2 years of age, or until they've outgrown that particular seat in the rear-facing position. Two, graduate them according to guidelines to the next sequence of seats, which is forward-facing, booster seats, and seat belts. Do not, under any circumstances, let them travel unrestrained in a vehicle. Your kids are your most precious possession. Don't risk anything.
Absolutely not. And teaching our parents, grandparents, any extra caregivers how to use those car seats if they're driving your kids around, absolutely a must. And you can also go to healthychildren.org, where the AAP is offering a new app for selecting and installing car seats. It's $1.99 at healthychildren.org. This is Melanie Cole for Healthy Children and the American Academy of Pediatrics, and of course, Radio MD. Stay well.